Hare Krishna. What we're going to do now is hear a pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to understand this pastime, understand this pastime, we have to know a little bit about what Mahaprabhu was doing before this pastime began. And prior to this pastime, Mahaprabhu was a scholar. He was just a young boy, 16 years old or so. And he became the greatest scholar in Navadvip, which was practically speaking a university town. It was full of scholars. Who's going to be taking care of this and making sure the sound is proper? Okay? So Mahaprabhu was a great scholar. Even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his activities were only as a scholar. And he wasn't acting as a Vaishnava. And he was so powerful that everyone in Navadvip was speaking about him, how powerful Nimai Pandit was. But he wasn't acting as a devotee. But that time, someone has to be there too. If it goes too high, to change it. But the time for Mahaprabhu to begin his Sankirtan movement was very quickly approaching. Now, what we're going to do is read this pastime, and in the middle of the pastime, and in the beginning and at the end, we're going to have kirtan, because Mahaprabhu came to spread the movement of Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So when we're chanting Krishna's names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I would like you all to chant in a very special way. Because we tend to chant anything that we do every day, perhaps we can put the volume down. Anything that we do every day, we tend to do it quite mechanically. What I mean by that is, like, if you drive from one place to another, the same route every day, every single day. There's such a tendency. As soon as you start the car, then you let your mind wander. And somehow or another, Krishna willing, you arrive at your destination, but you don't even have to think about it. And sometimes we have a tendency to chant like that also. We start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and just like we're in our car and we don't have to think about what we're doing, we also chant without thinking about what we're doing. And that is not a good idea. It is not an idea that will help us develop love for Krishna. I'm prema paramarto mahan, which is the actual goal of chanting Krishna's names. As Prabhu, who said the Daiva Midri Samihan Anujana Raga out of all the children? Yes. Unfortunate as we are, Krishna said, you can be with me anytime, any place. You can be with me, the all-attractive Supreme Lord, but the Daiva Midri Samihan Anujana. Unfortunate as I am, I tend to not want to be with Krishna. So on the particular kirtans we're having here, and this goes for the youngest amongst us, is that you? How old are you?
I'm 5.
You're 5. To the oldest amongst us, how old are you? 86. So, excuse me? That's even older than me. And he even has more hair than I do also. But from the youngest to the oldest, we should try and chant Krishna's names during these kirtans in a special way, which means keeping our mind on the mantra and infusing our chanting with a calling to Krishna, a calling to Krishna in the form of his holy names. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Sri Krishna, O Krishna Chandra, O Srimati Radharani, please accept me as your servant. Just a little bit of calling to Krishna as we chant will make the chanting so much more powerful. So we'll begin kirtan now, and then we'll begin the pastime.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare
everyone said. Personality of Godhead. All glory to Lord Chaitanya, whose form is eternal and who is dear to Lord Nityananda. All glory to He who is the life and treasure of all the Vaishnavas. O Lord, please cast your glance of mercy on all conditioned souls. Please deliver them. He who is the King of Vaikuntha manifested the form of the crest jewel of teachers and lived in Navadvipa. The four directions were filled, though, with materialists and offenders. And seeing everyone intent on tasting material illusion, the devotees became very unhappy at heart. And when they saw that Nimai Pandit had accepted the role of a teacher of grammar, the unhappiness of the devotees increased still further. Those in Nabadwipu were wicked. They always teased and mocked the Vaishnavas, and the devotees were forced to tolerate their insults. While this was going on, in the heart of Nimai Pandit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the desire to begin the Sankirtan movement grew, and the need and desire to reveal his actual identity as the Supreme Lord also grew. Thus, to begin the movement of Krishna consciousness, the Lord understood, now it is time for me to go to Gaya. Thus, after performing the ritual of Shraddha for his deceased father, Jagannath Misra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took permission from his mother, and with a happy heart, he, accompanied by all of his students, he began his journey to
Gaya.
Who said Gaya? Thank you very much. Yes, 5 years old, and you listen very carefully. Very good. As Mahaprabhu and his students walked to Gaya, in every village, in every country, he turned that into a holy place with the touch of his feet. Along the way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his students discussed religious topics, and they tasted the nectar of joking words. And after several days, the Lord came to Mandara Hill, and there, upon the hillside, he saw the deity of Madhusudan, and he wandered and wandered there. And then suddenly, he began manifesting a fever, a high fever, and all of his students became very worried. They became filled with fear, and they stopped their journey. And the students tried many remedies, but the fever would not diminish, for its presence there was the Lord's own desire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then prescribed his own medicine. He said, all my troubles will be cut to pieces when I drink the water that has washed a Brahmin Vaishnava's feet. The Lord then personally drank that water, and in that moment, the fever left him and he became cured. Thus the Lord, who is known as Bhakta Vatsal, the lover of his own devotees, himself taught the importance of respecting and serving the Lord's devotees. And with his fever destroyed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued traveling until he reached Gaya. Raise your hand if you've ever been to Gaya. Oh, you went there. You were living near there for some time. Yes. Upon entering that city, the Lord bathed and performed shastric rituals. He then folded his hands and he offered obeisances to Gaya, the king of holy places. The Lord first went to Brahmakund and bathed. He then properly worshipped the pittas and demigods, and then hurried through a chakra-decorated temple to see the Vishnupada, the Lord's own lotus footprints that are worshipped there. There in the temple, Brahmins sat in a circle around the Lord's garlanded covered footprints, those footprints were being worshipped by fragrances, flowers, incense, lamps, garments, and ornaments. And the Lord's lotus feet were surrounded by brahmanas who were describing the Lord's glories. They said, Lord Shiva, who is the master of Benares, he holds these feet close to his heart. These feet are the life and soul of Goddess Lakshmi. The Lord placed these feet on Bali Maharaj's head. Oh, fortunate people, please gaze upon the Lord's feet. Yamaraj has no power over a person who for one moment of time meditates on the Lord's lotus feet. The masters of yoga find these feet very difficult to attain. Oh, fortunate people, the brahmanas were saying, please gaze at the Lord's feet, for from these feet the Ganga was manifest. The Lord's devotees, the brahmanas said, his servants, they never renounce these feet, and they always keep these feet in their hearts, and these very dear feet rest on the bed of Ananta Shesh. Oh, fortunate people, please, please, look at the Lord's lotus feet. By hearing the glories of the Lord's feet from the mouth of the brahmanas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to experience great transcendental bliss, and a stream of tears began to flow from his two lotus eyes. He began to tremble, and the hairs of his body stood erect. An endless Ganga of tears began to flow from his eyes. And thus, for the welfare of the entire world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now began to manifest prema bhakti, loving devotional service. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing ecstasy due to hearing the glories of the Lord's lotus feet, at that exact moment, by divine arrangement, or we could say by the arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, by his own desire, by his own wish, at that moment, Sri Ishwara Puri arrived. And seeing Ishwara Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately bowed down with great respect, and the Lord and Ishwara Puri then very happily embraced. And filled with the happiness of spiritual love, they both sprinkled each other's bodies with the tears that were coming from their eyes. The Lord said, my pilgrimage to Gaya is now fruitful. For now, O Sripad, I have seen your lotus feet. By offering oblations at this holy place of Gaya, a person delivers one of his ancestors. However, simply by seeing you, one at once makes millions of his ancestors free from all material bondage. There is no holy place equal to you. Your presence brings the greatest auspiciousness to the holy place itself. Tirtha Korvanti Tirthanti. Kanta Svena, Gada Svena, Gadabrita. O Sripad Ishwara Puri, Mahaprabhu playing the part of a perfect devotee. He begged Ishwara Puri, please lift me from this world of birth and death. I offer my body to you. The only gift I wish from you in return is that you give me the nectar of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Sripad Ishwara Puri replied, please listen, O Pandit. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This I know for certain. Who but the Supreme Lord could possess the great learning that you possess? Ishwara Puri had just visited Navadvip, and he actually stayed He met Mahaprabhu many times there. and he understood Mahaprabhu's actual identity. This I know for certain. Who but the Supreme Lord could possess the great learning that you possess? Who but the Lord can act as you act? And last night, I saw an auspicious dream. And now I have directly attained the fruit of that dream. O Pandit, I tell you the truth. By seeing you at every moment, I am experiencing transcendental bliss. Since the first time I saw you in Nadia, I will tell you the truth. Nothing and no one else stays in my heart. And by seeing you, I attain the happiness of seeing the Lord himself. And hearing Ishwara Puri's sweet words, the Lord smiled and said, "Oh, Sripad, do you know what Sripad means? What is the translation in English of Sripad?" It means beautiful lotus feet, but it means His Holiness. Oh, His Holiness. Very, very sweet. Oh, Sripad, having seen you, it is I who have become most fortunate. And then, after taking permission from Ishwara Puri, Lord Chaitanya left to perform the Shraddha ceremony, for his father had recently passed away. First he went to Falgu Tirtha and offered pinda in the sand. Then he went to Pratagaya, which was on a hilltop, and offering Shraddha at Pratagaya, Lord Chaitanya satisfied the brahmanas by offering them sweet words as dakshin. After thus acting as if he was a pilgrim to Gaya, who had come to deliver his father, the Lord happily went to Dakshina Manasa and then to Ramagaya and offered Shraddha to the incarnation of Lord Ram. He then went to Yudhisthira Gaya and offered pinda to King Yudhisthira. And in this way, the Lord happily offered Shraddha. After performing the Shraddha ceremony, and after offering pinda into the water, the Gaya Brahmanas, who have a tendency to be greedy for dakshin, approached the Lord. And seeing them, Lord Chaitanya smiled and he cut the bonds that tied them to the material world. That was actually the dakshin that he gave them, more than they were asking. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Hari himself, then offered pinda at Uttaramamansa, and following that he went to Bhimagaya, Shivagaya, Brahmagaya, and many other places, performing all the rituals. Performing all the rituals, he went to the 16 Gayas, and at each the Lord made offerings. Then after bathing in Brahmakund, Lord Chaitanya offered pinda at Gaya Shira, and in this way he completed the performance of Shraddha. Offering splendid garlands and sandalwood paste with his own graceful hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned to the Vishnupada, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, entering the temple with those with the chandan and with the flower garlands. He himself worshipped Lord Vishnu's footprints. The Lord returned to his own residence, and after having rested for some moments, he sat down to cook. Suddenly, as soon as his cooking had been completed, who was to arrive but Sripad Ishwara Puri? And overcome with love, Ishwara Puri again and again chanted the holy name of Krishna. He was always chanting Krishna's names with great love. He was captivated by Krishna's names, by Krishna. He was intoxicated by Krishna's names. And he walked as if he was intoxicated, and he approached the Lord, who immediately stopped cooking Immediately he stopped cooking and respectfully bowed down and offered Ishwarapuri a seat. Laughing, Ishwarapuri said, "Oh, Pandit, you've just completed cooking. I have come just at the right time." And to this the Lord replied, "No, Sripad, today it is I who am fortunate. Oh, saintly one, please accept this meal that I have just cooked." Laughing, Ishwarapuri said, "If I eat what you have just cooked, what will you eat?" The Lord replied, "Don't worry, I will cook again." Laughing, the Lord said, Ishwarapuri said, "Why should you cook again? This is the rasa is being generated. The sweetness of the relationship is being generated." Ishwarapuri said, "Why should you cook again? Just divide the food that you have just cooked into two parts." And laughing, the Lord said, "If you will, please be kind to me and eat everything. In half a moment, I will cook more food. Please don't hesitate. Kindly accept the alms that I offer you." Thus the Lord offered his own food to Sripad Ishwarapuri. Then, with his own graceful hand, the Lord served Ishwarapuri, and filled with transcendental bliss, Ishwarapuri ate what the Lord himself had cooked. And at that moment, unobserved by anyone, Goddess Lakshmi hurried there and cooked for the Lord. And thus, after offering a meal to Ishwarapuri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself happened to eat. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was merciful to Ishwarapuri, whose thoughts were always fixed upon Krishna with great love. He never thought of anything else, anyone else, any place else. Anyone who heard this description of the Lord's offering a meal to Ishwarapuri, raise your hand if you heard that description. Raise your hand if you didn't hear the description. Maybe I'll read it again, because there's a great benediction attached to it. Now, I'm telling you this because in this pastime we're going to read, there are three benedictions. If you miss the first one, you have two more chances. But here is the benediction attached to those, for those who have heard this pastime. Anyone who hears, this is given by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, who has written this in Chaitanya Bhagavat this past time. Anyone who hears the account of the Lord's offering a meal to Ishwarapuri attains the great treasure of pure love for Krishna. Who has the power to describe how much the Lord was pleased with Ishwarapuri? Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he personally saw Ishwarapuri's birthplace, and he said, "I offer my respectful obeisances to Komarahatta, the village where Sri Ishwarapuri descended to this world." And when Lord Chaitanya visited that place, he shed many, many tears from his eyes. And there, while there, no other word came from his mouth other than Ishwarapuri, Ishwarapuri, Ishwarapuri. And at that place, the Lord picked up some earth. He placed it in his cloth, and he placed it in a small bag and tied that bag to his outer garment, saying, "This earth is from the birthplace of Ishwarapuri. This earth is my wealth. It is my life's breath. It keeps me alive." And every day he would take a little and eat it. In this way, the all-powerful Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his love for Ishwara Puri, and he expanded the glory of Ishwara Puri, the glory of his own devotee. And then one day, in a secluded place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, speaking sweet words, told Ishwara Puri his desire for mantra diksha, spiritual initiation. And to that request, Ishwara Puri replied, "Why do you ask me for mantra initiation? It is I who should surrender my life to you." Then, in that place, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Lord Narayan, who is the Shiksha Guru, the instructing spiritual master of everyone, he accepted initiation into chanting the 10-syllable mantra that Sri Padmeshwara Puri gave him. You sit right here, very close. I can touch you every now and then. Okay? And after receiving diksha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated Ishwara Puri, saying, "Now I give my body to you. Please cast your glance of mercy upon me so I may be flooded by an ocean of pure love for Krishna." And hearing these words, Ishwara Puri embraced the Lord and held him tightly to his chest, the tears of love flowing from both their eyes, soaked their bodies, and agitated with love, they could not remain peaceful. Now, the time was approaching for the Lord to reveal his true self. For after he accepted initiation, the glory of his devotional love day by day grew greater and greater. After several days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down in a secluded place to meditate on the mantra for his worshipable deity. And when he emerged from the bliss of his meditation, the Lord began to weep. And he cried out, "Oh Krishna, oh my dear Krishna, oh my life, oh Lord Hari, robbing from me of my life, in what direction have you fled? In what direction must I go to find you?" And speaking these words, the Lord began to weep. Plunged in the nectar of prema bhakti rasa, loving devotion to Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he covered each of his limbs with dust. The Lord called out, "Dear Lord, dear Krishna, leaving me, where have you gone?" The same Lord who was once grave and peaceful now became unsteady, and agitated with spiritual love, he began to roll on the ground. He wept. He floated in a nectar ocean of love and separation, which in fact was separation from him, from he himself. And after some moments, his students came and tried to bring him back to his natural state. And the Lord declared, "You all go home. I will not return to the material world. I will not return home, but instead, I shall go to see Vrindavan. And there, I will meet Krishna Chandra, who is the master of my life." The students tried in various ways to bring the Lord back to from his internal mood, and gathering around him, they tried to pacify him. And he, who was the king of Vaikuntha, was now plunged in the nectar of pure devotion. His heart was not peaceful and steady, and he remained like that for some days. Overcome with love and not speaking to anyone, at the end of night, the Lord stood up and began walking towards Vrindavan. And as he walked, he continuously called out, "O Krishna, O Krishna, how can I find you? Where can I find you?" But after traveling a certain distance, he heard a voice, Akashvani. What does that mean?
The sky.
A voice. An unembodied voice, we will say. A divine voice. And the voice said, "All jewel of the Brahmanas, at this time, you should not go to Mathura. When the proper time comes for you to visit Mathura, then you can go. For now, you should return to your home in Navadvipa. You are the king of Vaikuntha, and accompanied by your associates, you have descended to the earth to deliver all people. It is now time for you to fill the limitless universes with the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. You will freely distribute the great treasure of pure love of God to the people of this world, to everyone. You have descended to give the entire world the same nectar of the spiritual world that makes Brahma, Shiva, Shanakumar, and a host of others wild with bliss. Now is not the time for you to go to Mathura. Please understand this. We, your servants, desire to tell you this. Therefore, we speak this and place this before your feet. You are the Creator. You are the Supreme Lord. What you desire, no one can jump over. Therefore, O Supreme Lord, please, we request you to return to your home. And then, after some days, you will go and visit Mathura, and you will see the 12 forests of Vrindavan." And hearing this voice from the sky, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his students, returned to Navadvipa, and thus the Lord entered the place of his advent with a happy heart. The second benediction. Anyone who hears of the Lord's journey to Gaya will in his heart meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears about Lord Krishna will attain Lord Krishna's association, and once having attained it, he will never leave it. Please chant Hare Krishna with some desire to serve Krishna with devotion.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Everyone. One more time, everyone chant.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Prabhu returned to Navadvip, all the towns in Nadia became filled with the news of Lord Chaitanya's return from Gaya. And all the Lord's kinsmen ran to accompany him home. Some walked ahead, others alongside of him, and others behind. The Lord spoke so sweetly to everyone. And gazing at Lord Chaitanya, everyone became joyful. And walking ahead of him, they brought him to his home. To all he saw, Lord Chaitanya described his pilgrimage, saying, "It is only by your blessings that I, after seeing the land of Gaya, have returned without any trouble." The Lord was extremely humble as he spoke, and seeing the Lord's humility, everyone became pleased. Some placed their hands on the Lord's head and declared, "May you live long." Others placed their hands on the Lord's different limbs and they chanted mantras. And others placed their hands on the Lord's chest and gave the blessing, "May Lord Krishna, who delights the goddess, be merciful to you." And while all this was occurring, joyful and fortunate Mother Sachi gazed at her son. She was not aware of anything but him. Bliss arose amongst the kinsmen of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bliss arose amongst the kinsmen of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wife, the goddess Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Devi herself gazed at her husband's face and felt her suffering born of separation flee far away. All the Vaishnavas in Nadia became happy to hear the news of the Lord's return, and they immediately came to see him. Then, after humbly speaking with everyone and taking their permission, he retired to his own room, taking with him two or four Vaishnavas. He sat down and began to speak very confidentially. The Lord said, "All my friends, please listen. When I first entered Gaya, I at once heard thousands and thousands of Brahmins who were all chanting auspicious Vedic hymns. Someone then said to me, 'Look, this place has been made sacred by the water that has washed Lord Vishnu's feet. In ancient times, Krishna came to Gaya, and stopping in this place, he washed his feet. And touching the water from the Lord's feet, the Ganga has become glorious. This very water that has touched the Lord's feet, Lord Shiva keeps this water on his head. This place has become holy by the power of the water that has washed the Lord's feet.'" When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke the name of that place, Padudaka Tirtha, "The place that has become holy by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet," when he spoke the name of that place, tears began to incessantly pour from his eyes, and he became very restless. Just repeating the words, "Krishna, Krishna, 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 Krishna," he began to weep again and again. His hairs on his body stood erect in ecstasy, and his body began to violently tremble in ecstasy. Sriman Pandit and the other devotees who were with the Lord, they just stared at him as he shed wonderful tears of love for Krishna. And struck with wonder, everyone thought in his heart, "I've never before seen anything like this. Krishna himself has been merciful to me to allow me to personally see his ecstatic symptoms." But after a few moments, the Lord returned to external consciousness and he began to speak. He My friends, please now return to your homes. But tomorrow, we shall meet in the home of Suklambar Brahmachari. Bring the Vaishnavas, and there I shall tell you of the great unhappiness that is in my heart. Tomorrow, hurry to Suklambar Brahmachari's house and bring Sadashiva with you. And sing Lord Chaitanya's wonderful love for Krishna, Sriman Pandit and the other Vaishnavas with the Lord. They became filled with joy. Thus the Lord's friends left and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained alone in his room. And from this time onward, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only thought of Krishna and mostly in the mood of separation. And Mother Sati had no power to understand her son's activities. And still, whenever she saw her son, she was happy. Mother Sati would look and she would watch her son calling out continuously, Krishna, Krishna, with tears coming from his eyes. Her entire house became flooded with tears. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Overcome with love, the Lord called out these words again and again. Mother Sati did not know why her son had changed. And all she could do was fold her hands. And she herself would take shelter of Krishna. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beginning to reveal his true nature. And now, the limitless universes were becoming joyful. On the following day at dawn, after bathing, the devotees happily went to pick flowers. Srivas Thakur's house had a jasmine vine that was actually a Kalpalata vine that had descended from the spiritual world. The Vaishnavas had no power to empty it of flowers. Regardless of how many flowers were picked, the same number of flowers remained on that vine. And each morning as the sun would rise, the Vaishnavas, Garadhar, Gopinath, and Ramai would gather and talk about Krishna as they picked flowers for their daily worship. And that morning, Sriman Pandit also came, and he was wearing a smile that was exceedingly broad. The devotees noticed his smile and all said to Sriman Pandit, we can see that you're wearing quite a special smile today. And to this, Sriman Pandit replied, yes, and my smile has a cause. Tell us, said the devotees. And Sriman Pandit replied, please carefully hear some wonderful news. And that news is Nimai Pandit has become a great Vaishnava. Hearing that he had safely returned from Gaya, I went in the evening to speak with him. His words were only about renunciation of the world, and he did not display even a drop of pride or arrogance. And in a secluded place, he told me about the wonders he had seen in the holy place of Gaya, and he spoke endlessly about Krishna. And when he remembered the name of the holy place in Gaya where the Lord's footprints can be seen, the Vishnupada, he filled his home with the tears from his eyes. And when he spoke the words, O Krishna, each of his limbs trembled, the hairs upon them standing erect. He then fell to the ground with no sign of life present in his body. He then became completely unconscious. And then after some moments, he regained his external vision. It was a great wonder. Then he jumped up and called out, Krishna, Krishna! And he wept. And the tears coming from his eyes appeared like the flooding waters of the Ganga. The devotion that with my own eyes I saw him manifest was unlike the devotion. devotion of any human being. And then, after he regained external consciousness, he told everyone, tomorrow you should all come to Sukumbhara's house. He said, bring Sadash Shiva and Murari Pandit, and I will tell you of the suffering in my heart. Thus, said Shriman Pandit, I've told you the auspicious news that has caused my happiness. And hearing Shriman Pandit's words, the devotees loudly and joyfully called out, Hari! 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 They loudly and joyfully called out, Hari! 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 Something like that, but loudly and joyfully. And then generous Srivas declared, may Lord Krishna increase the numbers of our Vaishnava family. Thus, after finishing the gathering of flowers, the happy devotees returned to their homes and began the worship of their deities. Later that morning, Shriman Pandit went to Suklambara Brahmachari's house, which was near the Ganga bank. Sadashiva, Murari, and Srivas, all followers of the path of prema, pure love for Lord Krishna, also came. Garada Pandit also hurried to Suklambara's house. He thought, I will go and I will hide and hear what Nimai Pandit says about Sri Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the jewel of Brahmins, arrived. And he sat with these Vaishnavas, and they all happily began speaking. Soon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a verse. I found my Lord, but then he disappeared. It was a verse of separation from Krishna. I found my Lord, but then he disappeared. What direction has he gone? Speaking these words, the Lord became paralyzed, and he fell down near one of the pillars in the house. He embraced the pillar, and he said, where is Krishna? And he then threw his disheveled hair to the ground. And when the Lord said, oh, Krishna, all the devotees also fell down, overcome with ecstatic love. Observing all of this while hiding in Sukumbhara's house, Gadadhar also fell unconscious. No longer did he know where he was, who he was, or the difference between himself and others. Overwhelmed by the bliss of pure love for Krishna, everyone fell unconscious. And nearby, the goddess Ganga became surprised. She smiled and laughed. And after some moments, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again returned to external consciousness, calling out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He wept again and again. Oh, Krishna, my Lord, in what direction did you go? Again and again saying these words, he fell to the ground, overcome with love for Krishna. Sati's son wept, and the devotees around him in the four directions also wept. And even after falling violently to the ground many times, the Lord's graceful limbs showed no signs of being hurt. Overcome with love for the Lord, who is actually his own self, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully lost awareness of external events. The devotees began kirtan, and the tears from the devotees weeping filled Suklambara's house with spiritual love. Then Mahaprabhu became still, but for a moment he sat down, yet a flood of bliss continued to flow from him. The Lord asked, there's someone in this house. Who is it? And Sukumbhara Brahmachari replied, it is your Gadadhar. Lord Chaitanya then looked up and saw Gadadhar weeping with his head in his hands. Pleased, he said, "Gadadhar, you are a great saint since your childhood. You have always been fixed in meditation on Krishna. And trying to taste what is worthless, I wasted my life. And finally, I found Krishna, the most priceless of treasures. But then, by the fault of my past impious deeds, my treasure fled far from me." And after speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya again fell to the ground. And that transcendental body, which is meant to be worshipped by all, now rolled about in the dust. Again and again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would return to external consciousness, and again he would fall to the ground. "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna," were the only words he spoke with his graceful mouth. The Lord approached everyone. He held on to them, and weeping, he asked, "Where is Krishna? Oh, my brothers, please tell me at once." But no words could come to any devotee's mouth in reply. The Lord said, "Please end my suffering and take me to the son of Maharaj Nanda." And speaking these words, he sighed and wept again and again. He rolled on the ground and his hair became unbound. And the entire day passed as if it was one moment. Gadadhar, Sadashiva, Sriman Pandit, Sukumbar, and the others, they were filled with wonder. Whoever saw the Lord's spiritual love became speechless. And after seeing this wonder, they too did not return to external consciousness. They happily went to the other Vaishnavas and told them everything from beginning to end. Hearing all this, the great devotees all called out, "Hari, Hari," and they too began to weep. And everyone who heard of the Lord's unprecedented spiritual love became filled with wonder. Someone said, "Perhaps he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Someone else said, "Nimai Pandit is very good. He has the power to break the heads of the atheists and offenders." And someone else said, "He will reveal secret truths about Krishna. Of this, I have no doubt." Someone else said, "Perhaps by associating with Ishwarapuri, he saw Sri Krishna at Gaya." In this way, the devotees happily spoke their opinions as they blissfully chanted the holy names of the Lord. Some sang, some danced, some wept. And in this way, the devotees expressed their joy. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had commenced tasting the nectar of his own spiritual love. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "Residing in my heart, Lord Nityananda happily dictated these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that they would be written in this book. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, I write these words. By myself, I do not have this power to write. As a puppet master makes a wooden puppet dance, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes me speak." Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I do not know where is the beginning and where is the end of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. I describe his glories as far as I know them. As a bird cannot reach the end of the sky, it can only fly as far as it has its power. The Lord's glories similarly have no end. I describe them as far as the Lord's mercy awards me power. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of all the Vaishnavas. I pray that I may never offend them. a person who wishes to cross beyond the material world and then dive into the ocean of pure devotional service should worship Lord Nityananda Chandra. Sri Chaitanya is my Lord, he is my master. In my heart, I always keep great faith in him. O Lord Nityananda, O life of Lord Chaitanya, all glory to you. I pray that your feet may always be my shelter. As I sing the glories of Lord Chaitanya, so I also sing your glories. I pray that I may have your association, birth after birth. Anyone who hears these descriptions of Lord Chaitanya will meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everyone chant.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda.